Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board meeting for Friday, March 23rd. Mary Berg is the Foundation Secretary. Mary, can you call the roll, please?
Call the look at here. Dave Adelson?
Here.
Okay. Lydia Bergon?
Here.
Margaret Prescott?
Margaret won't be here. She's still ill. Or recovering from her illness. She's recovering from her illness.
Oh, I hope so. I'm sorry. Don White?
Here.
Okay, you're still here. Okay. And, Mary Berg, I'm here. Chandra Hoffman. Oh, here. Chandra Hoffman. Okay. Carl Rondawa. Okay, LaVon Williams.
Present.
Lisa Davis is
right here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
What's here?
He said here.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear him this time. All right. Myrtle Reimer. Icky Bird. AC? Maybe he's muted.
Hello, this is Wayne. Did you say Wayla Forrest?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, somebody heard you. And AC, I think. I just hear you, AC Bird. AC, if you mute.
Yeah, he's here. He's here.
Yeah. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
And Rob Robinson.
Here.
Thomas Ruffin. Evelyn Bethune.
Here.
And Sandra Rowline.
Here.
Rowe.
Here.
Michael, you were here. Maybe he's muted.
Star 6.
Okay, yeah, Star 6. Rip Robbins.
Present.
Lori Taguma. Okay. And... And then the staff, we have Greg Guma. Okay.
Yes, here.
Lonnie Hicks.
I'm here.
And Dan Siegel is not on this part of the call, as far as I know. I'm not supposed to be, right? Okay. We can proceed. I've got the roll. And anybody comes in, I hope they announce themselves.
Great, thanks. And there's somebody who I think is in either a noisy room or there was some sort of sound in the background. If you could mute yourself, if that was you, we'd appreciate it.
Well, this is Star 6. I'm in the car.
This is Sandra. I'm driving up 45 right now, so I'm going to mute and I'll just be listening. Thanks.
Okay. So the proposed agenda reads as follows, a 20-minute ED report. Followed by a coordinating committee report. We don't actually have one, so that will go quickly. We just need to discuss what we'll get back to the board. Finance committee report for 15 minutes. A personnel committee report, public portion for 35 minutes, but I don't believe I've seen a personnel committee report.
Hi, Dave?
Yes?
Yeah, that will not be 35 minutes. That'll be like 5 minutes.
Okay, and then we have I have an unfinished business section, but as I noted, I have not seen the minutes for the last meeting. I'm not aware of any unfinished business. Doesn't mean there's not any. You sent it, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to find it and send it again. You didn't get it? That was, God.
Was it some time ago?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then new business, we have 30 minutes total. And rather than allot the time, I just listed the items and we can divide the time. I don't know if any of the directors would like to defer their business to a next meeting, but those new business items were the Byrd motion regarding consultation and communication of PMB directors requesting inspections at stations other than their local station with PMB directors from the local station. Next was consideration of legal counsel participation in PMB in-person meetings. Next was the motion on the protocol for resignations. Then the motion on policy and staff training on FCC rules regarding indecency. And quick notes on the affiliate director election process for 2008 and the LSB compliance with LSB roles and responsibilities. And for that, I think all, the latter two, we just need to ask the governance committee take those issues up.
Dave.
Is there a motion to approve this agenda?
Wait, Dave?
Agenda?
Yeah, well, the Byrd motion can be referred to the April meeting.
Okay. But let's get a motion to approve this agenda and then
we'll move.
Thank you, Ambrose. Is there a
Dave?
Second.
Point
second.
Comment?
Thank you, Bob. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I would just ask if possible that we adjourn to executive session as close to 7 p.m. Pacific, 10% p.m. Eastern as possible in deference to our attorneys who are planning on being with us at that point.
Yeah, I'm thinking based on what I've heard that this agenda is going to go rapidly, so I would
cool.
agree. Bob, did you have something?
Great.
Yeah. Oh, Lydia did.
Bob.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I mean, Dave, whatever your name is. Okay, yes. The motion on protocol for resignations, I had said at the last meeting that we would be taking that up at the governance committee
Great.
Meeting, which is scheduled for the 29th.
Great. And can we just ask that the issue of the affiliate director election process for 2008 and the LSB compliance issues be sent to governance as well, that you take those up?
I'm sorry, which ones?
The affiliate director election process for 2008. There are a lot of issues about the order in which things happen and what do you do if you have
okay.
a lot of...
If someone can, I'm the convener still until we elect a chair, so if someone can, whoever was motivating that, if they can send me something on it.
I will email it to you right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
and then... And then what was the other one that you're referring to, governance?
LSB, ongoing issue of LSB compliance with the roles and responsibilities.
Okay, same thing, whatever that...
Still do.
Yeah,
wait a minute. We're referring that second one to governance committee, too?
We're not going to do it as a formal action. They can just take it up. I'm just asking that they look at it.
Can I ask a question?
Okay, we're dealing with the agenda. Let's just leave that in there in the agenda, and we can do it then. The two remaining things are the... consideration of legal counsel issue and the letter or motion. Oh, and Lisa, yeah, that's right. Lisa's told me that the committee to investigate charges of racism and sexism would like to report out. They don't have...
Very briefly.
Since it wasn't a business... But since it wasn't noticed in the notice of meeting, we won't conduct business on it, but they can
yeah.
report out.
Exactly. That's doing. All we wanted to do. Thank you.
Okay. Can we agree that, is there any objection to adding that after the personnel committee report for, is 5 minutes adequate, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
It won't be long.
That.
Is there any objection to doing that?
Well, this is
hearing none, we'll add that. If there's no objection to reducing the personnel committee report to 5 minutes, we'll do that. And so we're left in the new business with the consideration of legal counsel participation. Are we prepared to deal with that?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
By my count, we have almost 2 hours of proposed business for the executive session. So in order to have a, you know, like a decent time on the East Coast to end, can we hold off on that till the April meeting?
Is there any objection?
Holding off on, what are we holding off on?
Consideration of legal counsel's participation in the in-person meetings. Actually, that can come from the coordinating committee because we're going to need to schedule a further meeting to take the coordinating committee report because the coordinating committee has to deal with issues related to the upcoming board meeting at a minimum, and we can put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would leave the motion on policy and staff training on FCC as the only item of new business. Well, how much time should we allot to that?
Actually, it's going to be based on some suggestion about what's more appropriate for executive session. It's going to be a different aspect of the FCC rules, which has been noticed to people concerning possible legal intervention. So that, I would say, maybe 15 minutes.
Is there any objection to allocating 15 minutes to that? Hearing none, are there any other the one other adjustment in the coordinating committee report section, I'd like to discuss the scheduling of an adjourned meeting to with the coordinating committee items once we have our meeting. Is that acceptable? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll do that. Is there any further
David?
Agenda?
It's Don White here.
Yes. We don't need to add that on here, do we?
No.
I just wanted to know, would it be possible for Lisa to take one or two questions following her report out on the Committee on Racism? I have a question I'd like to pose to the committee.
Do you want to move to extend the time to 15 minutes to allow questions if they are there?
Are you asking me? Or
I'm asking Don.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't need 15 minutes. I have...
make it 10.
You think that I need to extend 15 minutes for questions?
No.
I just have one.
If we don't use the time, if we don't use the time, we can always proceed.
Exactly.
There's a funny tendency for one question to trigger others. So rather than having to extend time again, if we allot 15, then if we can do it more quickly, we stop and move on.
Well, on the basis, I think we can do it.
What would you like to amend the time to?
15 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Is there any second?
I second that.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. That'll be 15 minutes. Okay. Any further amendments? And Don, by the way, your sound is really bad. You're overmodulated, so I don't know if you are on a headset and need to be a little further away, but it's hard to hear you. Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda?
This is Bob.
Yep.
This is an amendment, but maybe could I ask Greg to perhaps place a call to John Kriegler to see if he could come on a little bit earlier when we're discussing the motion in public session, because his expertise is really key to that item.
Well, I'll have to leave this call and see if I can track him down. He is actually not in D.C. at this point, but I'll give it a shot.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg, since the first item after this is your report, can you do it after your report?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I'll just leave the call at an appropriate moment and try to find him.
Thanks. And Bob, you'll remind us of that if we forget.
Okay.
Any other amendments to the agenda?
I just have a point of information.
Yep.
I have here that the motion on the resignations is also, that is going to the governance or the coordinating, I think. Couldn't hear that too well.
Governance.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no further amendments, then may we adopt this agenda as amended? Great. And who's willing to serve as timekeeper? And I'll yell at once. Timekeeper? Anybody good with time?
Thomas Ruffin is. Where is he?
Got a watch? Yeah, where is Thomas? We need him. Wendy, are you there?
God.
Hello?
Can you do time, Wendy?
Am I being drafted? I guess so.
Okay. But 5 minutes before the end of an item, and I'll tell you how much it goes before each item, let us know that we have 5 minutes, but don't do it while someone's speaking. We'll just try. We'll do the time for speakers informally. Is there any objection to 2 minutes each? And we'll be kind of loose on it, but if someone's going on, I'll ask them to wrap up.
I apologize for being late. This is Chandra, but could you tell me what agenda item we're on?
We're on the agenda. We just finished adopting the agenda, and we're going to go straight into it. I was just getting agreement on timekeeping and time-taking rules for the meeting. So if there's no objection, Then the first item is the ED report. We have 20 minutes. Wendy, can you let us know in 15 when we have 5 minutes remaining? And Greg, it's your show.
Okay. So I'm going to run down some things in the area quickly in the area of administration, a little bit on finance, and some on programming and promotion. And I'll try to be brief, leave time for questions. In the area of administration, wanted you to know that I have interviewed two candidates for the National Election Supervisor position. Interviewed them yesterday and today. Two good candidates, and we should have a decision on that next week. Concerning the operations group, since the board meeting in January, the operations group has continued to meet twice a month, so there's been four meetings, and at the most recent meetings we discussed issues such as the decline in income from archives premiums and how to rectify that. Programming summit part one that we hope to hold, we will be holding prior to the PMB meeting in Washington in April, so that would be on April the 19th. Most of a full day will be spent discussing programming. We discussed the recent specials, and we also had a preliminary discussion about the digital distribution project, which I think may come up later in this meeting, and I have a little bit more to say about that. Also, the Americans with Disability Act consultant, Francie Moeller, has almost finished, if she hasn't already, with all the site visits. I've met with her. I've communicated with the general managers about beginning to get some bids out or requests for bids out on some of the items that can be dealt with in the short term. And she will have a report for the PMB, Francie will, at the April meeting. Also, I've had a preliminary discussion with Chandra about how to activate local groups in assisting in the process of identifying potential contractors and how to and the order in which to deal with some of these problems, and she may have more to say about that. In the area of finance, we've begun discussions with the national staff concerning national budget priorities, and we have a kind of a preliminary but unranked list, and we should be able to give you a sense of that at the April meeting, which is actually earlier than last year. We've also had two meetings of the Democracy Now! Negotiations Task Force, very well attended, 13 people at each meeting, in which we've run through the contract in some detail. I expect we will have two more meetings at a minimum before the PNB meets, and hopefully Dan Siegel and I will be able to take all of the input from that regarding changes in the contract and negotiating strategy and potential negotiating team and bring that to you on schedule at the PMB meeting. And in terms of new affiliates, we have five new affiliates since I spoke with you last. Three of them are low-power stations, WCRX in Columbus, KGVC in Des Moines, Iowa, KAYO in Olympia, Washington, a full-power station, WBFZ in Selma, Alabama, and, in addition, a station in Nigeria, ZUMA in Kaduna, Nigeria. So that's all due to the efforts of Ursula Rudenberg. I don't know what the total of now we have of affiliates, but we're creeping up on 125, and that's the goal for this year. Programming, we've had a couple of recent specials, the International Women's Day special, and I circulated a more detailed report to you about that. All of the Pacifica stations have carried that special, at least 1 hour of it, in some cases two, and it has been carried by quite a few other stations as well. We also had a coverage of the national marches and an anti-war a vets-oriented show that was broadcast on three of our stations. And I know also that most of you have seen some of the back and forth concerning questions that were raised by Lisa Davis and Serene Roberts about how we find consultants and producers for these programs. Provided as much information as I could or as early as possible, and Lonnie is doing some additional research on the longer term question of how of who our programmers and consultants have been over the past year and a half. We've also had some discussions offline as well as online with Thomas Ruffin concerning issues relating to race and nationality of producers. Some issues are coming up at the station, some of which will be discussed here tonight. Obscenity issues related to the policy that was developed by the national staff in January after a period of months, and questions now being raised about the nature of that policy and whether it should be further reviewed. I think Bob Lederer will speak to that later. This is an issue both in WBAI to some extent and KPFA. There's also been some debate, particularly at KPFA, concerning the issue of calls to action in broadcasting, particularly live broadcasting. I've been dialoguing with Rip Robbins and Rob Robinson and Richard Phelps from the KPFA LSB, and Lem Lem, who's the station manager there, about that. And I think that that will be further discussed locally at the very least. Bob will bring up a motion, several motions, one in open session concerning the possibility of filing an amicus brief relating to obscenity. This, I think, is a worthy idea. I think, however, as Bob has suggested already, that we may want to have some legal advice to inform that decision. Concerning digital distribution, which I mentioned earlier, the licensing task force has been meeting for quite some time. Thanks to the efforts primarily of Rob Robinson and Dave Adelson, I've been able to, with Lonnie, to make some headway in dealing with the board's request for us to develop a plan by the April board meeting. Today, I had a meeting with the staff concerning this proposal. The response was very positive. There have been some questions raised by the staff as well as in the Finance Committee concerning some issues relating to the how the consultant position should be handled if we hire a consultant. I can simply say to you that I have tried to some extent, separate the merits of the proposal from the decisions that the board rightly must make regarding policy issues. My intention, however, is to get you a report by the April board meeting, a final version with input from the staff and from the Licensing and Distribution Task Force, and barring a decision by the board that would prohibit a hire, my intention would be to do a hire around that time. But I am awaiting any motions from the board that could influence that decision. Concerning promotion for the NFCB meeting, which takes place in New Orleans in about 2.5 weeks, we are developing some new promotional materials, a Pacifica T-shirt for the first time in quite some time, and a new generic brochure that can be distributed both at that meeting and subsequently to it. And finally, I just want to remind people that we have to have a finalized PMB agenda. We know that the staff will focus on programming on the 19th, and I have circulated a potential preliminary agenda, but the board, through the coordinating committee, needs to do some work on the agenda for the strategic planning session that it would like to hold on the 20th. And I'm hoping that by next week we'll have some clarity on the finalized PMB agenda. And finally, I will be traveling a bit before the PNB meeting. I'll be going to Houston on the 8th of April, spending 2 days there with the staff, going to public forums, and then on to the NFCB meeting in New Orleans. That's my report.
At all?
I tried to do it in under 10 minutes.
That was nine. That was fabulous.
I have the report is open for questions.
Chandra. Wendy.
Okay. Chandra, go ahead.
Okay. Greg, I have a question and a comment. Could you tell me what the operations group is and who's on it?
Surely. The operations group or operations collective consists of the general managers and the programming directors of all the stations and the national staff, which the group is about between 18 and 20 people. It meets every 2 weeks, and it discusses basically specials, policy, management policy issues. And it's become kind of a working group, and I usually report out any, you know, sort of decisions that are made to the board.
Great. I just wanted to inform the board, as a member of the Affiliates Task Force, that the station in Nigeria in particular, as well as the one in Selma, Alabama, are very anxious in collaborating on projects with stations in the U.S. So if any of the Pacifica stations or other affiliates want to work with them, they're very, very interested in doing so.
Yeah, and before we go any further, can we just have a little round of phone applause for Ursula Rudenberg?
That's awesome.
Yay!
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
Very good.
Thank you, Ursula.
Yeah, Ursula.
I have a point of a question, I guess.
Okay, I'll recognize you after Wendy. Were you done, Chandra? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Wendy and then Lisa?
Greg, I think it makes total sense for you to visit Houston since we're so close to New Orleans where NFCB is. My question to you is, are you going to be visiting the other stations, particularly the WBAI and PFW? Well, all of them. You always visit KPFA, so I guess everybody...
I do it as often as I can. I try to coordinate it with other activities as much as possible. It's kind of as an economy thing. I was in, Los Angeles. I can't remember exactly when, but I think that was in December. And of course, obviously, I'll be spending some time in D.C. recently. I was in BAI last fall. So I try to get out to the stations, once or possibly twice a year. I've been at BAI twice. This will be my second trip to Houston. But I try not to spend too much money on it and coordinate it as well as I can.
If I could just say that with the new manager at BAI, and in the middle of a recovery plan and stuff, it seems to me it would make good sense to visit there.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll do it as soon as I can.
Lisa?
This is really more of a suggestion, I guess, but I was just going to recommend, because sometimes when people are using this word, and I know for myself.
Hang on, Lisa, you're very hard to hear in your voice.
Can you hear me? I have to get a new phone because it's really my phone. Can you hear me now?
That's
yeah,
clear.
That's better. But the louder you could speak, it would be helpful.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, this is really more of a suggestion. I was just going to say, when people are talking, because sometimes... I know for myself, after having a long, grueling day, I can just about understand the initiative of WBAI and FCC, but if people could just maybe, just say the full name of something instead of, like, the acronym or the initial, so people will know. Because I know, Greg, you mentioned about a conference in New Orleans, which I might have heard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
just a suggestion, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Greg?
Bob?
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah, I hear you.
Thomas,
how y'all doing? Hey, Thomas, welcome. Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
I just wanted to ask about the programming summit on April 19th. Who is invited to that?
That's a good question. At this point, the summit is a little bit too big a word. Really, it's kind of phase one, and because of finances, we couldn't really invite as all the producers to it. So really the programming directors were coming to the meeting anyway, so it's going to be basically about 20 people, basically all the national people, the program directors, and the general managers. And the objective is basically to discuss the national programming policy, the local-national relationship, and a number of other issues, must-carry and the like and so forth. And then, as a result of that, put together a kind of a follow-on plan for either a large larger in-person meeting or a series of telephone meetings that would involve more people. We just, on short notice, couldn't fly people, and we felt it would be very selective to just invite one or two people. We didn't even know how we could do it. But what's going to happen between now and April is the managers and program directors have been asked to bring the agenda and the questions that have been generated for that agenda to staffs at stations to get their input in advance of the April meeting so that at least that input could be brought into the meeting, and then there will be further meetings. So I don't know if it's really a summit. It's really more like a planning session.
Dave, there's 5 more minutes left on this item.
Thank you. Who has other questions?
Yeah, LaVarne.
Oh, I'm sorry, LaVarne, yes.
Oh, no, that's quite okay. Thanks, Greg, for the report. Just trying to understand the different places you're planning to be and the dates that you're going to be there. I mean, not trying to give this information to HS, but... if you can just kind of let us know where you planning to be in.
Yeah, I'm only going 3 places. I'm going to I'm actually stopping at my house for about 2 days. But I'm going to Houston. I'll be in Houston from the 8th until the 11th. I'll be in New Orleans from the 11th until the 14th. I'll be in Vermont about 2 days, and then on Wednesday I'll be in D.C. for the PMB, to arrive in D.C. by Wednesday for the PMB meeting. Rather than travel back to California, or go to D.C. early, I decided to take the time to get my teeth fixed in Vermont.
Okay, yeah, I was just, as treasurer, I'm always looking at the cost. I'm just trying to figure out what
you're doing. Yeah, to be honest with you, this is actually very cheap for the foundation because I pay for my own travel to Vermont and there's no hotel fee involved.
Right. Okay, then, thanks a lot.
Sean, you're back on the stack after whoever's next.
Okay. I want to commend Greg on an excellent report. I need to ask him about the consultant you want to hire. Do you need anything from us?
What I think that you need to do, and this is a delicate matter, of course.
And I was going to speak to that.
If you have any process motion that you want to pass about how the job should be handled, you should really try to act on that before the PNB meeting. Or if you have anything to say about, I don't know if, I think it's on the executive session agenda, about the issues relating to potential conflicts of interest that could arise, you should deal with that. My intention is to get somebody hired for a 3-month project as soon after the PMB meeting as is humanly possible. And, I don't want to really say too much more than that because it verges on personnel issues. But I think to keep it narrow, if there's a conflict of interest concern or if there is a process concern, those would be the things that I would ask that you deal with now or in executive session.
Before we go to Chandra, just to make it very clear, we've discussed it quite publicly on the Finance Committee call, and the issue is that Rob Robinson has proposed a project, and if he's to be hired by the foundation, the bylaws specify a process that we have to deal with regarding conflict of interest and self-dealing provisions that we have to have a finding on. The question about process by which those things would get resolved in this issue seems to me in some degree to be a public session issue, and the specific discussion about the conflict of interest, since it's required that it take place outside of the person involved would have to leave the room, and for that reason, since you can't have somebody leave the room in a public session, that would be an executive session. But those issues would come, I believe, out of a coordinating committee recommendation. So that's what I think we're talking about. Chandra?
Yeah, well, then let me be much plainer then, since it has been discussed in the Finance Committee. I think Rob has done heroic and important work for us over the past 4 or 5 months on this. I've worked with him on this proposal. I think he's qualified to do the work, as I've already said to you in a memo that I sent about 2 weeks ago. And barring any objection that is raised by the board, it would be my intention to develop with him some sort of contractual relationship for him to do this work.
We have 1 minute.
There's one other piece of information the board needs, which is one of the members of the Finance Committee, Brian Edwards Tiekert, expressed in public session also an intention to file a complaint with the Attorney General regarding self-dealing, depending whether or not the board went ahead with that. I suspect that that's contingent on whether or not his concerns are met, whether he believes that the board's discharged its responsibilities on the self-dealing question appropriately. So we have Sean.
This is LaVarne.
Dave, this is Lydia.
And this is LaVarne.
I have a point of information just on the
okay.
issue.
I'd like to move to extend
time on this
Thank
item.
Thank you, Mary. How much time, Mary?
10 minutes.
15 minutes? 10 minutes? Is there any objection?
Yeah. This is Lydia. I'd like to extend for 15.
Okay.
I'd like to draw 15.
Okay.
Okay. Without objection, will you tell us when we've gone 10 more minutes?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. I have Sean.
I have
Bertolt and then LaVarne. Was there anybody else?
Yes. Lydia.
Lydia, since LaVarne, you've already spoken, do you mind if I recognize Lydia and Mary first?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay. And actually, go ahead. Chandra.
Okay, this is on a different issue. This is on the ADA consultant. And what I wanted to speak to is that I've started forming a national group by reaching out to people in local areas. So basically what I'm doing is I'm identifying local board members who are interested in the issue of ADA compliance and implementation of Francie's recommendations. And I'm going to also reach out to the Center for Independent Living, which has local chapters in various areas, to see if I can find some local people to put the general managers in touch with, because I'm sure most of them do not know who to reach out to get bids from. So I'm going to help facilitate that process and hope to have some recommendations for the GMs prior to the April board meeting. And I also wanted to just mention.
Hold on a second, Chandra. Can whoever is speaking please mute themselves? Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that Francie would like to do training at the April PNB, and I don't think there's sensitivity training for the board, and I don't think the time has been allocated for her to do that. So since we're putting the agenda together, maybe that could be a consideration.
I actually did include some time for her on Friday as well as on Saturday in deference to her request.
But rather than do that now, that's something we'll be handling in the coordinating committee, and you're on that committee, Chandra.
Okay,
so
fine. Then I'm finished. Thank you.
Bertolt? Hello? Okay, while we wait for Bertolt. Bertolt, it's star 6 to get yourself off mute. Go ahead, Lydia. I heard him. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, well, mine was, first of all, a question. So are we discussing this item about Robin, the digital distribution right now, even though it's not specifically agendized? I mean, is this going to be the form, or are we going to have something at our April meeting? Otherwise, I'll go ahead and address it now.
My view was that since the board was not sent the proposal, I thought it had been sent out last week, but it only went to the Finance Committee. And since the Coordinating Committee has not yet had a chance to deal with it, and it's to the Coordinating Committee that issues of contracts go, that I didn't see any way we could intelligibly deal with it at this meeting, and was going during the Coordinating Committee to suggest an adjourned meeting at which we would deal with the Coordinating Committee report, which also needs to deal with our planning for the PNB meeting. So that was my thinking about what we do with it.
Okay, so I will just say that
I think, you know, we need to get an opinion from legal counsel. I personally think that what's in the bylaws, that this situation is not confined by what's in the bylaws or how it's defined as conflict of interest. But the other thing is that I assume that this is going to be just a normal process, which you would know about, Dave, and others who are work at universities and other places of employment where you submit a sole contractor justification document, you know, just like a one sheet piece of paper, which I assume is your proposal as to why this person is uniquely qualified. That's just standard in nonprofits and universities and the like, so, and other businesses,
well,
I would imagine.
I think one of the things we'll need to do in executive session is discuss these issues with our counsel and make sure that we comply with all legal and ethical standards.
Okay. So that was all then, is to just defer anything, any other thoughts that I might have until we have the proposal before us and we're going to have. I just want to make sure we're going to have a full in-depth discussion at some point.
I don't see any way to avoid a full in-depth discussion.
Okay. Okay.
Bear Tolt, are you back on?
Yes.
Do you recognize?
I have a question, and I'll find out which is can be discussed in general public or at the executive session. Concerning the contract with the potential consultant, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, there are a few questions that to be asked. I think one of the questions and a concern of this board is that you hired as the executive director, and you have Nathan as a national program director, and I think you've presented that at the last board meeting, but if you can kind of break down, you know, for us, you know, like, you know, time wise what you've been doing, to show that there's no way you have the time to actually, you know, be actively involved at 100% in that project where you need a consultant, and also the fact, you know, to explain why the consultant is needed, the ability and the capacity of the consultant to do this job better, faster, and so forth, and the dedication. All that stuff, I think we need to have that concisely in a proposal so that, you know, we can consciously say, well, you know what, you know, this job should really be done by the executive director and the national program director, whatever it is that the job description should be, and that, but, you know, in this specific case, it really grants a consultant to help get this thing done so that we don't have to worry about spending extra money where we might think we have hired an executive director and a national program director that should and can be do the job. Is that a fair request?
Well, I mean, I think you're asking me to document whether whether my time is taken up, and I can tell you right off the top of my head that I don't have time to devote to what would amount to another full-time job. I already have a full-time job.
Okay.
This is my full-time job.
Yeah.
So if you're saying that whether I would have time to do this, absolutely not. This requires somebody to devote full effort to putting a licensing strategy based on Creative Commons before the board in final form by the summer to identify sources of funding and partners, to develop an index of management issues of concern, a best practices guide, funding proposals, and a long-term work plan, all within 90 days. There is no way that I can do that. I'm not neither qualified nor able in terms of my existing time commitments to do it. But in addition, Nathan Moore was not hired to do that, and his time is taken. There is no one currently on the staff who has any free time to work on this. This is an important thing to be done, and if we want to get off the dime and get into the digital revolution, we're going to have to bite the bullet and spend some money. That's my position. I can give you the proposal in detail, but if you're asking me to document my time, I mean, I can do it, but I think it's a waste of my time to do that.
David, there's two more minutes.
And Mr. Chair.
This is something... Yes, Ambrose.
You know, maybe what we ought to do is, because Greg seems to be convinced that this is a route he wants to take, and I would support the executive director in doing that, and with the only proviso being that he clear any questions with our general counsel. And I would make that in form of a motion.
Well, the reason that I'd like to not do that right now and not recognize that is because the bylaws have a very clear process for dealing with conflict of interest, and this clearly applies. So the board would have to go through that process, and I believe that we need to do this in a stepwise fashion, and we cannot act on it until we do that. And absent the proposal and the specifics, there's no way to make the determinations that we're required to make in that process. So
why don't we let the general counsel do that process?
Point of order.
That agrees.
There's a point of order. Yes, Lavar?
I just want to make the point that the reference that you'd made to Brian, who does not need me to defend him, is that I think the point that he made is all the things that we're talking to here, like Ambrose is making the point about having legal look at this, and that Brian's reference is that this was presented, it was undeveloped. Brian was couldn't get an answer, a straight answer in terms of who was actually presenting the proposal, and that there were all these unanswered questions, and that was his reason to say, well, look, if I can't get this answer from Dave, who's a chair, you know, he was going to consult, you know, outside in terms of reporting the impropriety or perceived impropriety. But again, if we could go into and doing it in terms of conducting the business, laying out what the motion is, you know, going through the committee, getting it approved, answering all the questions, getting the legal review, and then I think that perhaps Brian's issues and really his huge concern about this would be answered. So, you know, I just to lay that out that Brian made this threat, I think is unfair to Brian. I think that Brian was totally frustrated because if this was presented, it wasn't presented as a motion. He really didn't understand all the work that has been done, like Greg has explained, and Greg's position, which he's clearly laid out. And I think that this will help all of us to understand what the need is and the urgency and how we need to act.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to... The time's up.
Okay, beyond, I just want to say... Yes, go ahead.
I was on the stack, so whether the time has ended or not, I mean... That
wouldn't be a point of order, but may we have consent to have Mary go ahead?
Yeah.
Without objection, go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, you mentioned that my concern is that I'm very concerned that we are having the conflict of interest discussion or that we intend to have it in executive session. The fact that the person must leave the room, if we're in a teleconference, we simply have a different code. But the public hears it, and it gets streamed, and there's no way you could stop. I mean, they're not participating. I think the issue of whether it is a conflict of interest and how we are dealing with that and how we determine that it's not should be something the public is entitled to know about, the people who pay for this foundation. And I'd like to... So if it takes an attorney to rule on what the bylaws mean, I agree with what Lydia said before, they're not necessarily restricted to the letter of the bylaw and nothing more. I would like to resolve that by next week so that we could have this discussion, if at all possible, as to the conflict of interest, not particularly the person, but the conflict of interest issue, no matter who the person was. I'd like to have that in open session, and I know that I'm not the only one who is very interested to pursue this.
Okay, that's noted, and we will discuss the issue about the handling of it with our attorney during tonight's executive session and get his advice on the appropriate manner of dealing with it in addition to the other issues that we'll be dealing with. And that takes the time for the item. And so the next thing is the coordinating committee report. And as I said, the coordinating committee did not have an opportunity to meet. We've scheduled a meeting for a week from tonight. And so I'd like to suggest that the board consider an adjourned meeting to deal with the coordinating committee report for Friday, the 6th of April at 8 p.m. Would anybody be willing to move? So move.
I will move.
Okay. Is there discussion on that?
I'm so sorry. Could you restate it?
The motion is that there be a that the PMB hold an adjourned meeting on Friday, April 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern to deal with the coordinating committee report. And actually, given the fact that we're within the notice limits, we could just schedule a new meeting to do that, and that would allow us to add other agenda items if we needed.
Yes, that's what I was going to.
We could. We don't need it. So may I amend that then, that we hold a meeting on Friday, April 6th, to deal with the committee report from the report from coordinating committee plus other issues?
At 8 p.m. Eastern, or 8:30, or what?
There are eight. The motion was 8. Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dave, this is Lydia. I just wanted to make sure on your email you said April 5, and it's April 6.
Yeah, that's what I said just now, April 6.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Okay, if there's no further debate, may we adopt
this is
it?
Bob?
Yes, Bob.
As I understood Mary's motion, she said it could cover other items, but I think to preserve the spirit of the bylaws about special meetings having only items on their agendas that have been noticed, we maybe could set a deadline for other items to be added, like maybe by, I don't know.
The deadline is a week from tonight because we have a one-week notice requirement.
Meaning that tonight is it?
No, if we're meeting in 2 weeks from tonight, so 1 week from tonight is the notice requirement.
Right. So can we make it Thursday just to allow you a little bit of wiggle room there?
No. 2 weeks. So we have one full week. We have one full week in which if people need to add items, they can add items, and I send out the notice a week from tonight for the meeting, which is 2 weeks from tonight.
Right. I was just gonna recommend that we send you by midnight on Thursday, next Thursday, the items so you can notice on Friday.
Good. I'll stay up till then to be sure I have them.
Oh, we'll wake you to see that you're up.
Rather than midnight on Friday.
Thank you so much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Can we move the agenda?
I hope so. Is there any objection to adopting the motion to schedule a meeting on the Friday the 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern? Hearing no objection, that's adopted.